any promises, whether you be kept there or not. I'm saying, I am going to engage you, and then we find a way forward to deal with that situation. I must put the process of evicting you on hold until that engagement. That is the commitment that I've made. That's the first thing. Whatever happens on your future will depend on those engagements. I think I must put it on record. That's the first thing. The second thing is that I, again, have committed here that the traditional leaders who are here, the chiefs who are here, we must create a dialogue to deal with some, yes. I mean across, not only to George.
We call a regional authority body.
Thank you. So then we so that we can have a discussion about some of the things that you raise here that are not necessarily, you know, limited to George. So we will have that engagement going forward so that we can find each other. And again, it's an opportunity for us to engage on a number of issues, which will result in a situation where we at least, you know, find each other on some of those issues. Thirdly, I think we've discussed with James extensively on the current project. And I know that we don't agree because James is still unhappy about other things. But the reality of the situation is that whichever way you look at it, to redo the process will have a number of implications. I accept that there are certain issues that James need clarified for the community. And as I said, I can't commit to do that tomorrow. But there's a commitment for me to come here to Newden Park, and I think I can just do both when I'm down here. I will communicate the date, James. But I'm very much prepared to go and face the community and deal with these issues that you are raising here. But really, we are under severe pressure as the department to deliver on that project, given the fact that it has taken years for us to be where we are. I know that you can never, you know, get everything you want in life. At some point, you will need to reach a compromise. And that is what we'll be communicating to James, his leadership, and the people of Syferfontein. But we really need, as a department, to move with speed because there are serious implications if we don't move on that particular project. So I think, colleagues, I mean, having been here for more than 4 hours, we've tried to give each other sufficient time to engage, and as I said, we will not always agree on everything, but I think the important thing is that we are listening to each other, we are taking some of the things that you said in cognizance, and we commit to continue with engagement on some of the issues.
Can I just have one more thing, Mr. Minister? Good day, Mr. Mayor. I'm so glad that the Mayor